Hello guys, welcome to the Incredibly Disappointed Podcast. I'm Christian Rodriguez.
My name is Diego Herrera. Thank you guys for listening to the first one and watching the first one. Mm-hmm. We got a good enough views.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
Thank you to everybody who's followed the new accounts on TikTok and Instagram. And
it was hard to get those accounts.
We got a few new subscribers, right? YouTube.
We can count them on a hand, but we got subscribers.
Yeah, we do, guys. And we appreciate
it. We appreciate it. Obviously, we're going to put the TikTok, the Instagram account down below. We'll put it on a link tree so you guys can have all three, all three links. But thank you guys for the support. We really appreciate it. Pretty cool, seeing my friends tell me, like, hey, I like the podcast. Like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. But today's topic is...
We're going to be comparing Mexican breakfast food with American or white. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Breakfast food.
Just basically Mexican and American breakfast.
Yeah.
Because I guess me and Christian, we're obviously Mexican. It's in our skin tone. I guess our breakfast food is way different than actual American food.
I mean, I feel like even between Mexican families, it's also different.
You get what I'm saying? Okay. What's your typical breakfast food, like, at home?
On a typical day like this, it's usually something with egg. Ya sea huevo con jamón, huevo con spam, sausage.
What drew you for breakfast today?
Today, it was huevo con spam.
Spam? Mm-hmm. I've never had that shit with
spam. You never had spam, bro?
No.
Dude.
I've actually never had spam.
You're missing out, dude.
I've never had spam.
So one of my favorite breakfasts that my mom makes is a spam sandwich.
She fries up the spam, bro.
Dude, she like cooks it like in the pan, right?
With obviously, oil?
With oil. And then she puts the bread. She toasts the bread right first.
Yeah.
And then as she's making the spam, she puts butter on the bread that's toasted. And then the spam's ready. So then she puts the spam and the cheese. And then the bread, obviously, together.
Mm-hmm.
And then it already has butter, right? So she puts it back in the pan and it melts the butter on the bread.
I've never had spam.
Dude, it's super good. And I try recreating that. If you're on my close friends and you've seen, like, my mini vlogs, my first mini vlog, like, I did that in my dorm. But obviously, it's not going to be the same. First of all, I had no butter. So it's that's my favorite breakfast, though. But
today, I... Huevos a la Mexicana. My mom made... Yeah, it's like... Well, chile, tomate, cebolla, and beans.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had that.
I've, like, my mom's made it, like, for my dad.
Yeah.
But I've never actually, like,
it's good. It's good.
Like, she made it yesterday, just with chorizo and papas.
Yeah.
And then, like, a la mexicana, with, like, all that stuff. And I wanted to try it, but I was like, I don't know. I was, like, iffy about it. I don't know.
This guy's the pickiest eater ever.
I am, dude. I am. Like, at first, when we ate Smashing Crab, remember? I was like...
Yeah, Smashing Crab is like...
What the hell
is
this shit?
It's like one of those, like, boil bags.
Yeah. Like, I was like, fuck that. Like, it looks like it just came out the fucking ocean, which it did, right?
Yeah.
And then I had the first taste of the... What was it? The crab?
Yeah. I still remember, because I would just be like, here, Christian, eat this. And the guy's like, nah. And I was like, fucking just eat it, dumbass. Yeah.
I grabbed it with the sauce. And I was like, oh, my God. This is, like, the best thing I've ever tasted in my life.
And now this guy fucking loves it. Yeah, but back to Mexican food. Back to Mexican. We're going on top.
Yeah.
I guess you could say Mexican seafood.
It's just fried.
Nah.
Honestly. Yeah.
Mexican seafood is way different than American seafood.
And like in what?
Well, I don't think it's... No, not really. I don't think it's that different.
I would say that it's different in that it's fried.
Well,
we fry it more.
Well,
than Americans.
Americans fry it too.
Because like our friend Jacob, you know. Like,
yeah, that's true.
He's white, but he goes crazy. Like, I think he goes crazy more for, like, seafood, like, that's boiled.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, fried fish.
That is true. I guess it's just preferences.
Yeah. But, I mean, I say one of the biggest differences between, like, Mexican and American breakfast is, like, the biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I guess the first time we encountered, like...
Biscuits and gravy?
Biscuits and gravy was in college.
Yeah, I was in a college. Well... I don't think I had, like, I would see it, but, like, it'd disgust me, because it's like, the fuck?
Yeah, like, it's something you would be like, that's not, like, it shouldn't go together.
Yeah.
But, it actually tastes pretty good.
Yeah, we had it, like, I remember having it, like, freshman year, when we just went to the cafe and we just tried it. It was pretty good. Like, for us that we had never had it, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And for it being cafe, I think it's one of like the least decent things to eat at the cafe. The biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
When there's nothing good, it's just give me biscuits
and gravy. Yeah, just give me biscuits and gravy and tater tots. Yeah.
But that was the first time I encountered that. And then the second time was when I went to the Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner
goes hard. But the Black Bear Diner, dude.
Oh, yeah.
The biscuits.
Yeah, it's like...
it's like probably like the size of this mic. Probably even
it's bigger. It's like a Nicki Minaj butt cheek. The fucking biscuits are huge.
No, dude, they are, dude.
They're like... I'm pretty sure they just like dollop like huge, like gravy.
Dude, I don't even think they like put the effort into making it into like a shape. They just go like this and that's it.
Yeah.
They just serve it to you on the plate.
Yeah. Dude. Because I ordered it once with my parents and my dad was like, what the fuck is that? Yeah. And I was like, try it. Just try it. But then he's like, dude, it's just pure bread. Like it's pure bread. And I was like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, try it. Try it.
But yeah, though. American food, breakfast food is way different because you have your eggs, your bacon, your sausage, your grits. What the fuck is grits?
What the fuck is that? I don't know. What the fuck is that?
You never had grits?
No, what is that?
We went to a fucking... I don't know. It's like this fucking... It looks like vomit. Straight up vomit. I don't even know what it is, to be honest. But it's grits. It's like... It has like an applesauce texture. Fuck that. Like, there's like people that like have it with like cheesy grits. Cheese and bacon grits.
Yeah.
And then obviously, like, you have the hash browns. And then...
your typical McDonald's
breakfast
plate.
Yeah.
Breakfast plate. Like...
is the American... is the epitome? American food, yeah. No, it's like the reference for American breakfast food. And then you have, like, I don't know, your pancakes and your waffles, which are American. Yeah. But then over here, in, like, on your Mexican side, you have pan dulce.
Yeah, dude. Oh.
Like, okay, in the winter, you know, that whole month you're going to be home... for winter,
it's
gonna be bomb like breakfast every day.
Sure. Every day. And con tu cafecito.
Yeah, or what's it? What's that other thing? Champurrado.
Champurrado, dude.
Yeah,
dude, that's one of the best. And usually, I would say that, that's not made in my family until it's like,
or just even hot chocolate.
Until it's the what's the holiday, for the Virgin Mary.
Is in January?
No. It's in Christmas. I forget what it's called, but it's like they celebrate her, right?
Yeah.
And like they throw like a little, I forget what it's called, honestly, but they celebrate her, and that's usually around the time I see
Champurrado.
Yeah, that's usually the time.
Also, what's it called? Abuelita hot chocolate and regular, like American hot chocolate?
Yeah. Regular hot chocolate.
It doesn't taste the same.
It's like, how do I say it? It's just water. Like, it's made with just water.
Do you remember in our bio class in 11th grade where my science teacher made the... she was like, oh yeah, like I'm making you guys hot chocolate. And it was a powdered one.
Oh, yeah.
I almost spit it in her face.
What is it called? Is it the Swiss?
Yeah, like the Swiss one.
Hot chocolate. It's in the blue box.
Yeah.
I remember we volunteered at a camp also, and the biology teacher also invited everyone to go to the camp.
Oh, yeah.
They made that hot chocolate. It was horrible.
It's water.
It's
like,
just water. Like,
it's like no milk. It's like sewage water.
No, nothing. Dude, and it looks like it too.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks. I don't know.
It looks like, I don't know. It kind of looked like a very, very bad iced cold brew.
Yeah.
Like just a very it's watery and like
not even cold brew, it looks like mocha. Like a mocha coffee. But just water.
But like, it looks like it looks like people threw dirt in there. Like,
dude, it's disgusting.
It looks like people threw dirt and like spit in there.
Like at least I would say like if a Mexican family were to use that brand, they would at least throw in some milk.
Yeah, or do it with milk.
Yeah, do it with
because,
milk or something.
Yeah, like that's when I realized I was like, yeah, like there's levels to hot chocolate.
But there's also like competition within those hot chocolates also, which is like the chocolate abuelita, but it's the other one also, el popular.
Have you
had that one? You never had that one, the white one?
No.
I find sometimes that the popular tastes better than
abuelita is always gonna be the best.
Well, it's goated for sure.
Yeah.
But
because you know, because
sometimes it tastes better, the popular tastes.
Oh
better.
Man, abuelita's goated for me.
I think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I like it, but sometimes it just...
I guess so.
It doesn't hurt to change it up a little bit sometimes.
Well, yeah, that is true. It doesn't hurt to change it up. But I don't know. And then also, like, I guess Mexican and American pastries are very different.
Yeah.
You have pan dulce, and then you have donuts.
No, no,
but... donuts and bagels.
But also, that's like a misconception also, because you go to a pan dulce, you know, bakery, right?
Yeah.
You go...
Una panadería,
you go, and there's donuts everywhere also. But they get creative with it, and they throw in M&M's.
Yeah, that is
true. They throw in nueces.
Yeah. That's actually true. That's true. Like, Mexican donuts are way different than, like, Krispy Kreme. Then I guess you could say Americanized donuts. Because I've gone to, like, panaderias in Mexico where they have donuts.
Yeah.
And it's, like, almonds, like, nuts, like, cashews, like, and, like, what the fuck, pecans.
Yeah.
And then, like, I guess you go to, like, Krispy Kreme. Well, I've been to, like, a donut shop. Like, an actual Americanized donut shop. And it's, like, your typical glaze, your typical pink frosting with sprinkles.
Nothing big, like...
I've seen some with bacon, and you're like, hey.
With bacon?
Yeah, like the fuck is wrong with you?
That's fucking shit, bro.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, they get creative with it. And I've seen some with Fruit Loops. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, by the time you get home, the Fruit Loops are, like, stale. You get me?
Yeah. Well, but I'm pretty sure so they're fucking good. I'm pretty sure they're already stale the moment they put them out.
The thing with those is you got to catch those at 5 in the morning. If not, like, let's say it's, like, 12 o'clock, right? Like, you're barely waking up and you feel like, you know, you're craving some pan dulce.
Yeah.
You go, you're not going to find those donuts at that time. You need to wake up early to get those good donuts with M&M's and shit like that. If not, you won't get them. But also, like, what the hell between, like, the prices between cities? Like, where we go to college, $3 for just one piece of fucking bread. Do you remember when I bought bread?
Well... Was it at the downtown campus?
Yeah, it was at the downtown campus, and there's, like, a restaurant there. I'm not going to say the restaurant, right, but, like, the bread was good, but I could have gotten that shit for, like, 50 cents over here instead of $3 for a piece.
Well, yeah, it's because, like, for where we go to college, it's, like, people are just, like, oh, my God, like, we never get this.
Yeah.
So people are going to, like, I'm up the price.
Yeah.
Over here, you see it everywhere.
I feel like even, like, if you're going to buy that bread, go to H-E-B.
Yeah.
Go to the H-E-B bakery. They'll have... cheaper and it'll probably taste even
better. What do you think about when Americans try to make Mexican food?
Mexican food?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Like for example, like...
I say you have to be
a chef to
make it
you have to perfect. Make it
like,
perfect?
Like, even close.
Because I would put money up that, like, Gordon Ramsay can't make my mom's food. And I'd probably still choose.
And if he does, it probably doesn't have flavor.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the thing with American food.
Like, I've seen, like... Well, it's not... I guess you could say American food, but it's, like... Where, other people that aren't Mexican...
Yeah.
Try to make, like, well rancheros, and you're like, that's not well rancheros.
You're like, what the fuck
the
is
fuck
that?
The fuck is this?
The hell is that?
Yeah,
the fuck out of here?
It looks like he spit onto, like, on a plate.
Yeah.
Like, because I've seen Gordon Ramsay, like, try to make... I think it was huevos rancheros, and he, like... It was, like, huevos rancheros, like, very fancy, and it's, like, no, like... It's not,
like,
supposed to be fancy.
The egg's not even yellow, it's white.
Yeah, like, it's not even supposed to be fancy. So it's like, what the fuck?
That's, like, I think that's the biggest difference I can tell. The color of the egg. Like, when Americans make it and Mexicans make it.
How do you like your eggs?
Honestly, I like them scrambled, but I like them better when they're, like, en bola.
Hard boiled?
No, like, en bola. Like, you never had eggs in, like, en bola? But it has, like, it still has the yolk in the middle. But
sunny side
around. There you go, sunny side.
And
yeah.
Bola, what the fuck is that?
Well, that's how we call it. I don't know how
it's sunny side.
You Americans call it.
Okay, buddy.
But yeah,
that's how your side of town calls it.
Hey, yo, this guy, he always shits on my side of town. But
it's because if I go to his side of town, I'm gonna get like HIV or something.
Nah, dude, nah.
The National Guards are like, the fuck is
the National Guard? Yeah,
there's a welcome to Texas sign, right?
There is, dude. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, fuck, are we in Matamoros or what?
Yeah, like...
And, like, the wall is open, like, it's split. Like, literally.
Yeah.
It's split in that part.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, dude. Also, like, I would say your typical American breakfast also includes, like, your orange juice and your milk.
Because Mexican breakfast, it's Coke.
It's Coke? Yeah, it's either Coke or coffee. It's caffeine, some sort of caffeine.
Yeah, it's some sort of caffeine.
Some sort of caffeine.
Yeah.
Like... Once in a while, yeah, like orange juice or apple juice, but Coke or anything with caffeine is your drink.
Yeah, that is true.
For breakfast.
That's actually so true. It's just anything caffeinated.
And like you even see it in movies.
Hey, but also like tacos mañaneros.
The fuck is that?
You never had like morning tacos? Not like gas station tacos. Like
from barbacoa.
Like barbacoa. Oh, yeah. Fuck like, yeah. That's also a good breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Basically lunch for breakfast.
Yeah.
Basically.
What do you think about breakfast or dinner?
Dude, I think it's like the best thing ever. Honestly. Like, yeah. It's the best thing you could have. Like these days that I've been working like with my family.
Yeah.
My grandpa, he's like, oh, like he's clocking out basically, right? Like he's saying like, oh, like I'm going to go home and un huevito con papas ahorita.
Yeah,
and I mean that's breakfast. You know that's not dinner. That's breakfast.
That is true.
But also like the same thing with like pancakes. Like, add some chocolate to it.
Yeah.
Perfect dinner. Like.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, if you could combine both American and Mexican food into one plate, what would you add? Because we're not trying to bash American food. Yeah. Because we'll fuck that shit up.
Oh yeah, we will. Even if it has no flavor,
we will fuck that shit up.
Also, I think we got used to no flavor.
Yeah, 2 years of eating cafe breakfast.
And I still have
problems. Oh, this semester, uh-huh. I didn't really eat like a lot of cafe breakfast, to be honest.
We didn't go to the cafe to eat breakfast a lot this semester.
Yeah, freshman year we did. We used to go a lot.
But also, well, for me not going to have breakfast is because either I had to work.
Yeah.
And I work early in the morning. Or also because I changed my meal plan to the least amount of meal plans.
I know, this guy got a palo, like...
Hey, but I saved a grand. Literally saved a grand. And that helped a lot.
Yeah, but you would eat at the cafe once every 2 weeks.
That is true. But that was towards, like, the end. That was, like, after spring break.
Yeah, that is true.
Also, I waste, like... So, in college, I don't know how it is, you know, here at home. But over there, like, the meal plan is, like, you get dining dollars.
Yeah.
And with that is... It's separate money that you could use to buy Chick-fil-A instead of wasting your own money, right?
Yeah, because at school...
Even though it's your own money, but you just don't see it...
As your money. You see it as a school's money.
Yeah, and I would waste all of that on coffee.
Yeah.
Like, no, like that's all I would buy.
Because I need coffee sometimes to start my day, to be honest. Especially if I'm hungover, I need coffee.
Who doesn't need coffee, bro?
Okay, but back to the question. If you could make one plate combining both Mexican and American food, what would it be? And then you'll ask me right now to see what we have.
I would say it would definitely be something with huevo, right? But like the normal, like scrambled with mixed with something, right?
Okay, but what are you mixing it with?
And then it would be...
What are you mixing it with?
The biscuits and gravy. Oh, what am I mixing
it with? Yeah, like the eggs.
My to-go-to with that is papas.
Okay.
Just huevo con papas.
Potatoes and egg and potatoes.
And then the biscuit with gravy, that would be like one thing of the American side. And then I would probably add the hash brown, but it's not really hash brown. It's just like the potato. It's like potato chips, but it's soft. It's how they serve it there at school sometimes.
Saratoga chips. That's what it's called. Saratoga chips. Well, it's just like it's just chips.
Well, it's not chips, but it's like the size of a Lay's.
Yeah.
But it's still like, it still has the, how do you say it? The consistency, whatever.
Consistency.
Can't say the fucking word. But that of like a potato, regular potato.
Okay, I get you.
Like that. And then that would be it.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't mix anything.
No pancakes, no...
Maybe a waffle.
No concha.
Maybe a concha. Oh yeah, concha, yeah. For sure.
So you're taking a concha over a waffle?
Yeah, for sure.
And to drink?
To drink? Coffee. That's it.
Black?
No, I don't like my coffee black. Unless I'm... How do you... Unless I'm backed up.
Unless
I'm backed up, I don't drink black coffee.
Well, mine would probably just be well con chorizo, mm-hmm. eggs and chorizo.
Yeah.
Probably like beans,
mm-hmm.
and then like a shitload of potatoes. Well, not a shitload, but like potatoes on the same plate.
Okay, but cafe beans or
Do
you prefer? Okay, would you prefer cafe beans, or do you prefer the beans in cans, like the bush beans?
Fuck Bush's beans.
So you would rather take the cafe beans?
I guess, yeah.
Nah, I would take the canned beans.
I don't like canned beans.
You don't like it?
Well, if it's refried beans, yeah, I'll take it.
I have this thing with my parents where I'm like, when they give me like beans, I'm like, is this real beans or fake beans?
Yeah.
And so what I mean by that is like, are they canned beans? Are they beans that you went to HEB
and you bought
picked out from with the little scoop? Put it in the bag and then separated it one by one at the table. And then
does your mom separate them?
My grandma does. Yeah. I've never seen my mom do it. Well,
yeah, I've actually never seen my mom.
I've never seen my mom do it, but my grandma, I remember when I was small, I would always see her. She would get this white, and it was this specific white, like, plate.
Yeah.
Like a little ollita.
Yeah.
And then she'll dump them all there. No, she'll dump them on the table, and then the good ones, she'll put it in the white ollita. And then she'll cook them from there. Those are real beans, not canned beans.
And then I'd probably just have, like, a waffle and then a coffee.
A waffle and a coffee?
Yeah.
What do you think about... This is another American food that I have yet to try, but it's also weird. Waffles and chicken. Fried chicken.
It's all right. I wouldn't. I've tried it, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't be like...
Like, you're not a big fan of it. Like, I'm craving fried chicken with waffles.
Like, if you buy it for me, I'd be like, sure, yeah. But I'll eat it separate. Mm-hmm. I won't eat it how you're meant to eat it, with, like, syrup on both things.
That's too much. Also, like, I'm one of those people that if it's too early to eat, I don't eat because I feel like throwing up. Like, it's just too early to eat.
Fuck?
Yeah, like, it's too early. Like, that's never happened to you?
Well, there'll be times where I won't eat breakfast and I'll just eat lunch. But it's, like, lunch, like, at 4 or 5. Because also, American eating times is way different than Mexican eating.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because we have friends back in college where it's like, oh, let's go eat dinner. And it's 5. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, that's lunch.
That's lunch. Like, well, for us, it changed to lunch because of our schedule over there. But it's lunch.
Yeah,
because
like, I wake up and I'll eat. And whatever time I wake up, that's breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And then a couple hours later, I'll eat lunch.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, if it's night, like,
that's dinner. And dinner is like at 1,
yeah,
12, 12 like over 1 in the morning.
But our friends over there, it's...
Yeah,
it's
like, no, this is lunch. Like, it's lunch already.
Yeah, because there'll be days where I wake up, like, at 12, and they're like, all right, let's go get lunch. And you're like, no, it's breakfast.
It's breakfast, yeah.
Yeah.
And so on Saturdays, they have breakfast late.
Yeah, they would
is
have...
Is it Saturdays?
Yeah, breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. Mm-hmm. They would have breakfast pretty late at the cafe, so...
So it's breakfast. Yeah. It's fucking breakfast, guys. Get it right.
Yeah. Breakfast.
No,
yeah.
Also... Mexican and American parents are very different. They are very different.
For sure.
Because what I see with my friend is that, like, most... Like, I have a white friend.
Uh-huh.
He's white.
Like, white? Like, whiter than Jacob?
Nah, but, like, he's from here, but he's white. Like, his mom's pretty white.
Yeah.
His mom's from, like, Houston. Mm. And his mom doesn't cuss. At all. His mom would only let him listen to kids pop growing up. So it's like, and then like, I was listening to my own music at like, in like 6th, 7th grade.
Yeah.
He was listening to kids pop in 6th, 7th grade. So it's like, I don't know, like different things that like white parents don't allow their kids.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know. I feel, the thing is like, I feel like even with like white parents, as you grow up, they still don't like, let themselves be, like, in terms of cussing more. Like as I've grown up, like, my parents have been more, you know, like, less innocent with me. You get me? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, they'll cuss.
Yeah, for sure.
Or they'll say some, like, sexual shit or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that, you know, like... And American parents don't do that. Like, I feel like they try to act
innocent.
Unless you're, like, from the fucking, like...
Yeah.
You're redneck or something, but...
You're right. No, like, yeah, like, there's certain things where we're just, like... Like, for example, I didn't have the fucking birds and the bees talk. The fuck is that?
Me neither.
You didn't even know what it was, right?
What? Yeah, I know what that was, but, like, they never told us.
Yeah, like, I didn't have that, but,
shit,
like...
You have to learn this shit by yourself, guys. Honestly.
Like, I've had friends just tell me that it's like...
And I debate that, like, when I have children, if I should be, like, talk to them about it or just let them learn, like...
Nah, I feel like letting them learn.
Because I learned from going to school.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was, like...
It's because also, like, some... I don't think parents realize going to school...
Yeah.
It's, like, essentially, like, learning the things your parents are going to tell you. Because your friends will just say
it. Yeah, yeah. And you'd be like, what's that? What did you just say?
Like, yeah, like,
what the fuck? And then they'll explain it to you, and you're like, oh, shit.
And then you go home and do... And, like, think about it, and you're just like, fuck it. And you do research on it, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. And then... There'll be some, I feel like there's, like, some people that will go, like, they'll learn what they saw or heard in school, And then they'll go tell their parents, and the parents will come up with some BS like, "Oh no, like that."
I remember as a kid, I think I told my mom, I was like, "I wish cancer had cancer, because you know, like most people with cancer die."
Jesus, that's a good dark turn.
And then my mom was just like, "I got mad." She's like, "Don't ever say that shit again."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, okay." So I don't know. I don't know if I was in the wrong or in the right. No.
I don't know either, dude. I don't know what the fuck. That took a like fucking turn right there, dude. We were talking about food, guys. But yeah.
I don't know. But I like being Mexican. I do,
bro. Like, I don't see myself being white. Honestly. Yeah. If I was white, I feel like life would be boring.
That is true.
Like, think about it. What do white people do? What do they do?
It's because also, this might be racist. You know what? I'm going to give it to myself.
Yeah, just keep it to yourself.
But it's because, like, also, like, yeah, that is true. Like,
what do they do? Like, no, like, find something. Like, tell me something right now that they do.
Hunt?
They do hunt. That is true.
Hunt
and fish. And what do we do? We just fish.
We just fish.
Unless you're, like, rich. Unless then you go hunt.
Yeah, unless you have a lot of money.
Like, my friend over here. Fuck you.
I don't go hunting.
Nah, don't even.
Well, my dad has. Yeah. I have to.
But, like, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, Jacob. Like, every time we walk into Jacob's room, what is he doing?
Playing MLB The Show.
He's not even playing, bro. He's just sitting there watching the loading screen, like, yeah, like this. Like, he's lost in life. Like, I don't know, dude. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't see myself.
Do you see yourself doing white activities? Barbecuing at the park?
I do, actually. And I wish. Honestly, I wish sometimes we did that more often. Like, barbecue at the park. But not just, like, with friends, but, like, with family also. Because I feel like at the park. Because here's the thing. You go to a house, right? There's no fucking parking.
That is true.
Your house gets filled. And then, like, my family drives big-ass cars.
Yeah.
We barely fit in my house. And I have a lot of space in my house because we're in the corner.
Yeah.
Right? But we barely fit. So imagine that at the park. Like, I'd rather struggle finding parking lot at the park than park at someone's house and then come out and be like, "Hey, I need you to move your car."
That is
true. I didn't see it that way, but yeah.
And then, like, there's more room for activities, too. You want to play football? You can't do that. Unless you have a big ass yard, right? You're rich or whatever. But like in my house, like, I don't have a backyard. It's the front yard. The backyard is my front yard.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
And like there's space there, but you have like plants, trees, like some people have all that stuff. There's just more stuff to do like at the park. Like if you wanted to do like a water balloon fight, it'll be better at a park.
We should have a water balloon fight going like when we go.
Honestly, we could do it at the Guadalupe.
Yeah.
At the back of the Guadalupe building.
That is true.
But yeah, like, you just have more. I wish we did that more often. And I think when I was smaller, we did used to do that more often. Even the cookout at the beach. That's your typical Mexican.
That is true, yeah. I've gone to the beach and I see, like, Mexican people take the whole girl, and I'm just like.
Hey, not just the whole girl, bro. Like, the trailer. Like, it's the fucking trailer.
Yeah.
Filled with the grill.
Also, another thing white people do is travel in an RV.
That is true. That is true, yeah.
I've only been in an RV once, but it was stationed.
Like, was it like parked. The ones that you tow, or was it the ones you actually...
It was the ones you tow. Like, you tow.
You tow, yeah.
White people will drive an RV cross campus.
They'll drive the actual vehicle that's like the size of a bus.
Like, across the nation and be like, "Oh, we live out of here."
Honestly, I want to do that one day. I don't want to own an RV, just, like, rent it out or something.
Yeah.
And do that. But also, there's a fear of, like, oh, shoot, like, if the tire pops...
You're fucked.
Like, what the fuck? And then the tires on those things are, like, really small. Unless you have, like, the ones that are, like, charter buses.
Yeah.
There's different RVs. But, yeah. I'd probably rather tow an RV. One of my family members has an RV, but it's because of work, you know.
Oh, yeah. I had friends who... I had friends who have RVs. But it's, like, they just have them, like...
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who has a ranch. Like, his dad has a ranch, or he just has an RV there. So, whenever he goes, he, like...
Yeah.
But, yeah. What else are we missing? But difference between Mexican and whites. And whites. Okay, that sounds racist, right?
Yeah. We're not trying to be racist, guys. We're not bashing. We're just
Mexican comparing. And American.
But one thing is, sometimes Americans don't know when to butt in and not to butt in.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. As a Hispanic, Mexican, whatever, you're taught to not talk unless you're told to talk.
Spoken?
Like
unless you're spoken to.
Well, like, don't intervene, basically.
Like, yeah, I guess.
Like, so when your parents are talking with adults, right? And you're there as a kid, like a little kid, like, mo. Like, you're taught not to do that, you get me? Like, not intervene.
Yeah.
And that's how you learn not to, you know, interrupt conversations or say what you're, like, saying in your mind at the wrong time, you get me? Because yeah, there'll be people debating about something and you just stay quiet, like, okay, cool. Like, that's how that person thinks. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything and you're just going to stay back.
Yeah, that is true.
Stay quiet, basically.
Because with certain opinions, yeah, I guess now, like nowadays, everyone's opinion wants to be heard, but yeah, it's like, hey, sometimes your opinion, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Your opinion is wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Or, but like, also, you don't say that.
Yeah,
right?
you don't say it, but you think about it. You think about it, yeah.
And guys, a lot of times that's happened in college, like where you just like, you see someone and you're just like.
Dude, I've had like most of my politics classes that I had, like yeah, freshman year, there was people saying like absurd shit. Mm. You're just like, wow.
Yeah. I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah.
But it's like, all right, man, like, you do you.
Mm-hmm. Also, like with employees, also, like, I feel like, well, yeah, like, sometimes Hispanics will talk back to, like, their managers or whatever. But, like, usually it's white people that are complaining about
that. Yeah, that is true.
You get me? Like,
that is true. You've never seen a Mexican Karen.
I've seen that. But it's often, you know,
Scootin', bro, Americans, you're out of the frame.
It's often more.
Are you?
No. Really, it's often more, you know, Americans.
That is true.
But, I mean, we're Americans. Well, no, you're not.
You're not American.
Are you?
I have dual citizenship.
Ah, shut the fuck up.
I have dual citizenship.
Wow. As of?
Well, 2002, but officially, like, got in the card.
2002, guys. 2002.
Got in the card was, like, last year.
It's a fucking picture of you as a kid.
No, it was last year.
But yeah, like, we're Americans, but we're Hispanic. That's the thing. Like,
yeah.
But, okay, do you think you're more American or more Hispanic?
I'm more Hispanic.
Yeah. I think I'm more Hispanic.
I'm more Hispanic. And, like, I feel like when you're Hispanic and you grow up, and like, and, you know, as an American, you go to your family in Mexico and they think of you different.
Yeah, they actually do.
Because this happened to me once. It was, I think, it was one of the World Cups, right? And obviously, you know, I'm American, right? So my family over there, like, I wear the Mexican jersey. Yeah. I didn't wear the USA jersey. I wear the Mexico jersey. And so I go there, and this is when my great-grandma was still alive, you know, God bless her soul. But she asked me, she's like, why are you wearing that jersey? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, like, why are you wearing the jersey? You're American, aren't you supposed to be wearing the USA one? And then, like, I didn't find, like, a way to answer it. And my grandma was just like, well, he's always worn that. Like, yeah, he's always worn the Mexican jersey, never gone for USA.
Yeah, like,
I feel like your family thinks that way also. Like,
yeah,
like, oh, he's American. Like,
yeah, like, my family for sure. Like, because I have family scattered throughout Mexico. Mm. So it's like, whenever we go and visit them, like, for example, my brother and my sister, like, we'll talk, like, us three, me, my brother, and my sister, will talk English, mm-hmm, but, like, within us three. Yeah. But it's, like, once we, like, hang out with our cousins and our uncles and aunts, yeah, we'll talk, like,
Spanish.
Mm-hmm. But obviously, here and there, we'll, like, we'll say something in English.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they'll just be like, ah, es rico, muy del pobre. And he's just like, the fuck, damn, just because I can speak another language.
Experienced it like that.
I've said, like, kind of like sarcastic comments.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll just laugh it off. Like, mm-hmm, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Not that, like, I feel like they see it that way. And
yeah,
it's just like, nah, dude, like, my roots are my roots. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like being Mexican.
Yeah.
Mexican beer is better than American beer.
No, for real, yeah. Yeah. Not just because of the culture, but
yeah,
the food.
Yeah. Well, the food, the music, everything, bro.
Everything, dude. But yeah, I feel like people do have that conception of us, you know, that misconception. And I mean, when that happened to me, I was like, I don't know, is that really how they think about me? Like,
I don't give a fuck, honestly.
Like,
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I thought about it because it's like, well, yeah, it's true. Like, I'm American, but that's not my roots.
Yeah, that is true.
It's all about roots.
Well, yeah, but I think this is going to be the end of this episode. We went for a good time.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. We're going to have all of our links down below. Mm-hmm. For our Instagram, TikTok, Spotify.
YouTube.
Well, they're gonna watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, that is true. We're watching it on YouTube.
Yeah, which hopefully
remember, we'll have all the links in the link tree.
Yeah, remember to, you know, hit that little fucking bell.
Yeah, notification. Hit the fucking bell, guys. Come on.
And subscribe, like the videos, guys. We have subscribers, but we're not getting likes. So you know, if you could do that, we really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But once again, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. Thank you.